The Business Lobby sales pitch for this plan is short and simple. Business pitch goes, and so should the Wisconsin legislature. Peter Thillman with the Wisconsin Economic Development Association says it matters to companies in other states who are looking. The Business Lobby sales pitch for this plan is short and simple. Businesses care about these laws, the pitch goes, and so should the Wisconsin legislature. Peter Thillman with the Wisconsin Economic Development Association says it matters to companies in other states who are looking for new homes.
I am a very competitive person, and what I really don't like is the fact that site selectors tell us now that if there's not a geographic reason to be in Wisconsin, you're not on our list.
But the lawsuit reform bill proposed by Governor Scott Walker is anything but simple. It's a collection of one tort reform bill after another that failed to pass in years when Wisconsin had divided government or Democratic control. There's also new stuff added. Family members of people who've died in healthcare facilities say Walker's plan would cut off several legal avenues. Christine Larson contends her diabetic daughter was the victim of negligent decisions.
Unfortunately, my daughter did not make it. She died at the hospital.
Part of the governor's plan would make it harder to collect punitive damages like the ones Larson is seeking. She says that's her only recourse.
I can't criminally charge these people. I can't make them accountable for what they did. And if this bill goes through, I will not be able to actually have them suffer any kind of real consequence. So I'm vehemently opposed to this bill.
The bill would also make it harder to sue for punitive damages against drunk drivers. Paul Jenkins' stepdaughter was killed by an intoxicated driver named Mark Benson. Jenkins says the plan would force a family like his to prove Benson knew what he was doing.
I don't for a second think Mark Benson took all of those drugs and said to himself, now I'm going to kill somebody today. But it happened.
This was one area where the governor's staff and Republican lawmakers said they were open to changes. The plan would also make it harder to use internal investigations of hospitals or nursing homes in court cases, and it would cap pain and suffering lawsuits against nursing homes at $750,000. Heidi Lobbs is suing a nursing home for an accident that killed her father. She says this plan would put the elderly at risk.
It minimizes liability and accountability to the point where there are virtually no consequences.
But businesses say that on the whole, the plan would create a climate that encourages more innovation and hiring. Tom Cap Wolf runs a heating and air conditioning business in Door County. Wolf favors these changes, and he's no fan of the current system.
It becomes somewhat of a system of legal extortion.
Wolf says he's been sued by other businesses, and whenever it happens, it's a drawn-out process.
And the bills keep going up and up and up, and the insurance companies just say, settle, settle, settle. Pay out. Just pay them.
Whether Wisconsin's current legal system is onerous is debatable. National surveys by the U.S. Chamber and others have put Wisconsin's legal climate among the top 10 best states, or at least in the middle of the pack. Changing any piece of it can have unintended consequences. For example, part of the governor's plan would make it harder for trial lawyers to use expert witnesses to make their cases. This would bring Wisconsin more in line with federal standards. But Nancy Rotier with the Wisconsin Judicial Conference says it would also mean more work, more hearings, and more costs for the courts.
It's sort of the usual rule, if it's not broken, don't fix it. We don't think it's broken.
This is just one of the governor's special session proposals to get a hearing yesterday. He's asked the legislature to pass all of them by the end of February. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.